From the financial industry today comes a report called Breaking the Short-Term Cycle. It comes from the CFA Center for Financial Market Integrity and also from the Business Roundtable's Institute for Corporate Ethics. And its recommendations include rethinking the benefits of companies issuing what are called quarterly earnings guidance. Matthew Orsag, senior policy analyst at the CFA Center, is one of the authors of the report, and he joins us from New York. And I'd like you to begin, Mr. Orsag, by telling us, explaining what quarterly guidance is or are.
Well, quarterly guidance is generally when companies, before their earnings come out, throughout the quarter, they will give analysts guidance as to what they expect their numbers to be, you know, how many earnings per share, up to the penny they expect to make that quarter. And so analysts over the quarter will pretty much coalesce around a narrow range of earnings guidance that the companies give them.
This is before they actually report what they earn during the quarter. They say, here's what we think we're going to earn this quarter.
That's correct.
And what's the problem with doing that?
Well, the problem seems to be that over the last, this practice hasn't been around forever. It's maybe over the last 15 years, companies have started doing this. And what we found is you seem to get a number that everyone kind of coalesces around. And the companies feel they have to meet that number or beat that number. And part of the problems with some of the financial scandals of the past couple of years is that companies have consistently beat that number again and again, maybe by a penny or two. And we see that a lot of incentives are connected to beating those numbers by a penny or two. And that, of course, can lead to perverse incentives where companies may be borrowing from their own future, not engaging in projects that will return money to the shareholders in the future.
Well, let's translate that conflict that you just described into more common terms. Let's say I'm the head of the XYZ Corporation, and I've given out quarterly guidance which says we're going to do this well. Everybody in the markets thinks that's how well we should do. I'm under great pressure to do a little bit better than that. What might I do that would ill-serve my investors in order to do that?
Well, for example, there was a paper that came out by Duke University and Washington University, and it interviewed more than 400 executives, and over half of them told the researchers that if they had the decision of missing earnings expectations, which the street punishes very harshly if you miss those, or engaging in a project that would bring revenues to the company in the future, overwhelmingly, the executives would choose to smooth earnings in the short term, thereby bypassing a project that would be beneficial to their shareholders in the long term.
Now, it's not as though the Securities and Exchange Commission says that companies have to do this. This is a report from essentially financial analysts or asset managers and corporate executives who are the very people who are asking that it be done and who do it, saying, stop us before we do this again.
Well, that's part of the problem, is that it's become just the way things are done. And companies themselves, analysts, and asset managers all play a part in this. Incentives for asset managers, analysts, and sometimes, you know, short-term quarterly options exercises for companies and company executives are based too much in the short term. So all parties have a small role to play in this. And it's the practice has kind of evolved over the past 10 or 15 years to where everyone pays attention to quarterly earnings guidance.
Now, I've read that the trend in the past couple of years, or at least the past year, has been away from this, that fewer corporations are issuing quarterly guidance now as they did a couple of years ago. But even if all of them abandon quarterly guidance, so long as you report your earnings every quarter, isn't there still a problem of thinking in the short term because Wall Street's going to reevaluate you every 3 months?
Well, there will always be that short-term pressure there. But what we're calling for is more of a balance. And in the report, we don't focus exclusively on earnings guidance. We also talk about the incentive structures. And communications and transparency is a very important point as well. One of the important points we want to make is if companies stop giving earnings guidance, they shouldn't just go dark and not give information to shareholders and analysts. We think there are better ways for them to give more nuanced and more important information that the analyst can use instead of the same number that everyone's getting.
Matthew Orsag, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
That's Matthew Orsag of the CFA Center for Financial Market Integrity. He's one of the co-authors of a report issued today called Breaking the Short-Term Cycle, which recommends, among other things, doing away with the practice of issuing quarterly guidance.